Rocky. This is story 3 for the year starting October 23rd, 2021. Broadcast number 1308 for November 7th, 2021. 1, 2, 3. This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today, I'll continue reading from a document from the Roseau County Museum, which is titled, A Study of Three Chippewa Families at Warroad, Minnesota, and Their Historical and Cultural Contributions. It was a thesis by Grace Landine in 1972, a copy of which was later donated by Kelly Falk. Many of the people I've been reading about can be seen in photographs included in Mrs. Landine's document at the Roseau County Museum. Many of their artworks and examples of their skillful craftsmanship are also shown, as well as some documents mentioned in these stories. The Thunder family played an important part in the early history of the Warroad area. There have been 5 chiefs in their family in the past 100 years. In addition to this, they were involved in the first industry of the state of Minnesota, the fur trade. These 2 contributions will be treated separately, one the era of the chiefs and the other the era of the fur trading. Jim Thunder, present hereditary chief of the nearly 30-member Buffalo Point Indian tribe, is the 5th member of his family to head this tribe. The chief and his father, Tom Thunder, live in Warroad, where they were both born. The Thunder family has had a chief in its history since the signing of the treaty with the 9 chiefs on Lake of the Woods on October 3, 1873. Ayashawash, Tom's great-grandfather, had become chief of the Buffalo Point tribe in 1867, and it was his signature that appears on this treaty. When Ayashawash became chief, the tribe was located at Warroad, and for years did not know the white man. At this time, the Chippewa tribe was fighting against the Sioux, who were raiding their villages and taking over their hunting grounds. Tom Thunder remembers his grandparents telling stories that had been handed down from the old chief. One such incident is how Ayashawash, a strong warrior, and his band had cornered a party of Sioux in the bend of the Warroad River. They killed all but one of the Sioux, hoping that this one would go back and tell the rest of his tribe what had happened. Ayashawash had been partially scalped during this encounter. He was able to survive this ordeal and continued to live on the banks of the Warroad River. Next in line succeeding Ayashawash was Little Thunder. He was Tom Thunder's grandfather and the present chief's great-grandfather. He served as chief of this tribe until 1905. He knew the ancient ways and passed them on to his son. Little Thunder had 3 sisters and 2 brothers. His brothers were Nemepuk and Kakagisik. The 3 sisters were Mrs. Major, Mrs. Bombi, and Mrs. Blackbird. Little Thunder was married to a sister of Tom Lightning's dad, and their family consisted of 2 sons and 3 daughters. They were Jim Thunder, Tom's dad, Major Thunder, Mrs. Ackleby, Mrs. Handorgan, and Mrs. Elliott. Jim Thunder's son succeeded him as chief in 1905 and held that post until 1940, when Warren Shorty Thunder became chief. Warren turned over his honor to the present chief, Jim Thunder, in 1970 and died shortly after that on May 22nd of that same year. Tom Thunder's father was married to Molly Handorgan and they had only 3 sons. Tom, Warren, and John, who died in 1914 at the age of 13. Completing the Thunder family and bringing it up to the present time, being 1972 when this document was written, Tom married Sarah Clement on August 31, 1932. Of this family, Oliver and Glenn are both deceased. Oliver was killed in Normandy in 1942. Glenn died of pneumonia in 1938. The Thunder family was living in Middleboro at the time. Glenn became very ill, and Ed Blackbird ran all the way to Warroad on snowshoes to get the doctor. They came back by snowplane, but it was too late. Helen lived in Washington, Catherine in California, Dorothy with her 4 children live in Warroad. Frank, who has 2 children, lives on the Buffalo Point Reserve. The present chief, Jim, in 1972, completes this family, and he too lives at Ward with his family of seven. The chief, Jim Thunder, is working on a development project on the Buffalo Point Indian Reserve, located just north of Ward on Lake of the Woods. At one time, Tom's grandfather told that there were buffalo in the area around Ward, and that is how Buffalo Point was named. The Buffalo Point Reserve is located right on the border between the United States and Canada. 5 miles of the Buffalo Point area is in the United States. It is easy to see the confusion there was when the border was finally agreed upon between the United States and Canada. By a stroke of the pen, family members were divided. Some were made Canadians and other United States citizens. The chiefs of the Thunder family have represented their tribe at various ceremonies in both the United States and Canada and have several medals to commemorate these events. One of the first medals still kept in the Thunder family is dated 1901. It has the inscription, Duke and Duchess of Cornwall and York, presented to the head chief, commemoration of Assembly of Indian Tribes, Calgary. Jim Thunder represented his tribe at the Pas in Manitoba in July of 1970 when Queen Elizabeth was present to commemorate the Manitoba Centennial. The Queen presented Jim with a medal with this inscription, presented to the chiefs of the Manitoba Indian Brotherhood for the bands, July 11, 1970. On one side of the medal is a picture of an Indian and a white man shaking hands. The Queen's picture is on the other side. Next Sunday, I'll read about the era of the fur trading from the Thunder family story. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.